Intrigued by a 1947 poem by W.H. Auden, Leonard Bernstein wrote his Second Symphony for piano and orchestra about the story of four people who meet in a bar and hash out ideas about the meaning of life. WRTI Susan Lewis has more on the age of anxiety.
Two clarinets converse at the start of the symphony. The music then mirrors the narrative poem, but not in an explicit way. Pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet.
It's more about the atmosphere and about the meaning of the story. It's a very spiritual piece.
And the innovative use of a piano soloist in a symphony?
He said the piano was him, was the one telling the story.
In that story, three men and one woman share their perspectives on life. Bernstein writes variations on the seven ages of life from infancy to death, and seven more variations reflecting the characters' increasingly inebriated search for meaning. Finally, they head to the woman's apartment, where, although exhausted, they party.
And then it's suddenly just almost like a jazz piano trio. I mean, it's piano, double bass, and then a bunch of percussionists. It's written fun, it's not improvised, but it sounds like we're just improvising or jamming or something. You know, it's so cool. And then at the end of all of that, the faith is what wins. Every time I have goosebumps, it's just so beautiful.
Auden's poem won the Pulitzer Prize in 1948. The next year, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, led by Serge Koussevitzky, premiered the symphony with Bernstein at the piano.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.